Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Celebrities from Bill Murray to Blake Lively are fans of our next guest's feather fashion accessory business. And now, so is Garden & Gun magazine, as the company was the recent winner in the style category of the magazine's annual Made in the South Awards program. Ben Ross is co-founder of Brackish, and he joins us by phone now from his company's headquarters in Charleston, South Carolina. Ben, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Congratulations on this award.
Well, I tell you, it was a real, real honor. I couldn't be prouder of the team we've assembled at Brackish. Jeff has put together an incredible gathering of talented individuals from front of the house staff of sales at people and marketing individuals to our production team. It's really a team award, and we couldn't be prouder of everybody there at Brackish.
Well, go ahead and tell us how all of this started. You mentioned Jeff. That's your co-founder?
That sure is. We met at Walford College back in 1997. We partnered up about 10 years ago. He came to me after I'd given my groomsman in my wedding a feather bow tie, and he said, I think you've got something pretty special here. I think that we can turn this into a company. You know, what do you think about you making them and I sell them? I said, let's try it. And this drive, determination, and vision have gotten us to where we are today.
Let's go back to the beginning then. So you had been making these feather bow ties. How did you get into that to begin with?
Feathers have always been part of my life. I've grown up tying flies for fly fishing and fletching arrows for archery purposes. And when I was getting married 15 years ago, I was looking for a gift. You know, I've gotten mugs and flasks and knives and things of that nature for groomsmen's gifts, and I love all of those. They're all very wonderful and thoughtful gifts. But I wanted to give something that showed how much I truly loved and appreciated their friendship and how much of an impact they had had on my life. And so I went to the drawing boards of how to incorporate a touch of nature. I think Mother Nature's paintbrush is second to none. The iridescence and colors that she creates through her artistry is just have always captivated my imagination. One day, the light bulb moment was a turkey body feather is triangular in shape. And I happened to have one in my hand, and I laid it down beside a bow tie, which half of the bow tie is triangular in shape. And that was the aha light bulb moment. And then they started wearing them after the wedding. Jeff, he started getting asked about, what is that tie? Where can I get one? And that's kind of what got his wheels turning. And, he dropped out of law school to go and, sell feathers. I think people were looked at him pretty crazy at the time. Like, well, you're going to quit law school to go deal with feathers with Ben? And so.
All right. And so now let's get to today. And you guys are doing more than just bow ties.
We sure are. And so about, I guess, in October of 2019, we released our women's line that was 3 years in the making. It took us about 3 years to source the components. And we were so excited to release in 2019 there in October, because lo and behold, when COVID hit in 2020, the women's line carried us through the entire pandemic. Bow ties screeched to a halt. There were no special events. There were no black tie affairs. And bow tie sales just completely stopped. But our fan earrings that we introduced, our cuff line that we introduced, continue to move. And we were able to keep everybody employed throughout the entire pandemic.
All right. Well, now let's talk about the challenges that you face in this business. And I'm assuming that my listeners might be thinking, where does he get his feathers?
Sourcing feathers is one of the funnest things that I get to do. And I want to start off by saying that no bird is ever harmed for Brackish to obtain a single feather. All of our feathers are sourced either via byproduct of a farm-to-table industry, like your turkeys, pheasants, your quail. All those are farm-raised, and they're going to be harvested to go into grocery stores. And we've developed relationships with those farmers and have asked to pluck the feathers that we have identified for them, and we pay them by the bag. And so literally they have found a new revenue stream that was never recognized. They were just throwing all the byproduct away in the landfill behind the farm. And then also another way we get them is via molt. Birds naturally molt twice a year. And a lot of your exotic species like Lady Amherst pheasant, your peacocks and guinea feathers and those things are sourced via the exotic farms that actually collect those feathers when they do molt. So it's just a natural process by which the birds just drop their feathers naturally.
And so I'm assuming then that your products are no longer made by you by hand there, that you've gotten too big?
Every single product is made by hand in Charleston. We have an incredible talented artisan, much more talented than I ever was. It's a complete team effort. It's an honor to wake up every day and get to work alongside such talented individuals.
Well, Ben, once again, congratulations on this award, and thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Mike, thank you so much for having me.
Ben Ross is co-founder of Brackish. He spoke to us by phone from his company's headquarters in Charleston. The company recently won the style category in Garden & Gun Magazine's Made in the South Awards program. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can hear us wherever you find your podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.